Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. In today's meditation, which is episode 659, you're going to be guided in a meditation as you walk. So this is for a Saturday's meditation, and every Saturday I share a walking meditation on the podcast. I like to reward you for all the hard work you've done throughout the week as you've meditated through another series. Each series lasts a week. So for 7 days, you focus on a theme, and our theme for this week is all about detoxing your thoughts. So you've explored different meditation techniques every day in this week's guided meditations, and today is a walking meditation. Now, I know it's not always easy to get out there and walk. Many of you have told me that at first you weren't really sure what a walking meditation was all about, but then you did it and you are addicted now. You do walking meditations all the time. Really, any of the meditations I offer, you could do while you walk. Well, this is a walking meditation especially designed for walkers. And now you can do it seated as well. So you could sit down in your meditation space and just visualize yourself walking. Now, if you do stay indoors, I recommend that you open up a door or window. Let the outdoors into your meditation space, because this is going to connect you with your environment. And it's so important, I think, to feel connected to your outdoor environment, to what's happening in the elements outside, the weather, what people are doing, just everything that's going on around you outdoors. We are an integral part of the natural world. Whether or not we like to feel we're separated, or we try to insulate ourselves by staying in our homes. So in today's meditation, I'm going to guide you, and then you can branch off and do the meditation on your own, so you can continue it. When you hear me stop guiding you and you hear the music stop, then you'll know that this is your cue to just take it from there. Take it on your own and go into your own inner stillness. This is true meditation. So let's get you meditating on a walking meditation. We begin every meditation the same way, with you standing firmly on your own 2 feet. Just as you begin a seated meditation, sitting still with a straight spine. Close your eyes gently for a moment, keeping them slightly uplifted as they're closed to keep your thoughts uplifted. Relax your face and your jaw. Soften your neck. Relax your shoulders and your spine. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Relax your arms as they hang at your sides. Relax your hands. Now soften your stomach, let it hang out. You look great. So we often suck in our stomachs to look trimmer. Let yours hang out and soften. This is going to allow you to oxygenate your entire body. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose. Doesn't that feel so much better when you breathe this way? Only way to oxygenate your entire body is to let your stomach hang out softly. relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Very nice. Notice any remaining tension and breathe into it right now. Just notice your breath. Breathe into it. Now, open your eyes if you are walking. If you're seated, you can keep your eyes closed. And if you're walking, go ahead and take your first few steps. Notice how your feet fall onto the ground as you walk. Maybe you're barefooted. Maybe you are wearing flip-flops, or maybe you're wearing heavy walking shoes. Notice how your body feels with each step. What's your posture like? What kind of gait do you carry yourself with as you walk? Try to align your spine and walk nice and evenly, not leaning too far forward or too far backward. As you walk, notice what kind of thoughts are ruminating in your mind right now. What has been on your mind this week? This week we've explored being expansive. Rather than getting rid of these thoughts that don't support you, we've focused on you feeling more open to opportunities around you. This naturally transitions your thoughts. As in meditation, it can be very helpful not to force yourself in any way, not to force your breath in a certain way, not to force your meditation in a certain way, or your body in a certain way if you're doing yoga. It's the same with your thoughts. Not trying to force your thoughts in a particular way. Simply allow your thoughts to transition to something that excites you in your life. Something that you may want to explore as you learn something new or explore something new. If you've been with me throughout the whole week, think about the highs and lows of your week. What was your low point? Just don't judge it. Just notice what was your low point and what could have caused it or contributed to that. Maybe you were really tired. Maybe you watched something that made you feel really down or upset. Maybe you had a conversation with someone that just didn't settle well with you. Maybe the weather got you down. Maybe you ate. Just notice and allow it. Notice around you as you walk what's happening in nature. Notice how nature allows There could be a storm, and the trees bend with the storm. There's no judgment. Just notice how you felt and what brought you down. And now think about what your big wins were for the week. As you focused on being more expansive, what really connected you? What got you excited? What lit you up? Was it a conversation you had with someone? Something you watched that inspired you? Maybe a new path you took as you walked? All these meditation techniques I've shared with you throughout the week are over at my website at sipandom.com. And you can also go over to Sip and Om's Facebook page. And if you'd like to join a free private group of meditators from around the world who follow the meditations just like you do, you can join that. Just send me a message saying, "Hey, Mary, please add me to the group." Or you can join by going over to sipandom.com and just go to one of the meditation series, any series. You'll see where you can join the private Facebook group. And I mention this because within our private Facebook group, Maria, one of our listeners from California, she shared how she's walked a certain route consistently day in and day out for years. And she decided to go another way. And this really opened up her world. She discovered all kinds of new things just by walking in a different direction. I believe she was walking her dog. So what was it that you did that opened you up just in a small way? It didn't have to be something big or fantastic. It's the small, consistent steps you take that usually, more often than not, lead to the biggest changes in your life. The small, consistent habits that you create. So what opened you up and got you excited, lifted you up this week, lifted up your thoughts? Refreshing air. Exhale any tension, self-doubt, let it go. Remembering that you are limitless. The possibilities are endless. Take a look around. Notice the colors where you're walking. Notice the textures. Do you notice something new that you may often overlook as you walk? When you start to learn new things and do new things and try new things, you begin to see your world in a different way, even if it's very subtle. Science shows that after 60 days, we become bored with something. So when you learn something new, I think that's why it's so important to always be learning something new. And where research also shows that people who are constantly learning are some of the happiest people around. And that would make sense when I came across a statistic that said that after 60 days or so, we get kind of tired and want something new. So maybe we've been exercising in a certain way consistently. We'd like to switch it up a little bit or become a little bit bored with it after about 2 months. Same with anything that you happen to do, even new relationships. You can kind of feel like you want something new and fresh in the relationship. And so what is it that is exciting you now? And always be on the lookout for new things you want to explore, new interests that come your way. Be a continuous learner. I have so enjoyed sharing this week's meditation series with you. I look forward to launching into a brand new series tomorrow. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.